The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, well, I think the tide is going out on this Trump-Ukraine stuff. Joe Biden, in my view, perhaps I read it wrongly, in all sorts of trouble.
Well, Joe Biden is probably in a lot of trouble. On the other hand, Democrats have gotten together enough that they have enough votes to start an actual investigation for impeachment. That just means that it becomes official, unlike the inquiries and the probes and things that they've been calling it so far. Not that anything is ever going to come of it, because there's just no way to get it done. What I thought was interesting today at the House intelligence hearing regarding the Trump-Ukraine conversation, since they didn't get anything out of the actual conversation, they're left with nothing to argue about but process. Why didn't the intelligence director's office hand over the whistleblower complaint quicker? Isn't there something fishy about the White House ordering the transcript, et cetera, locked down in a highly secure process? The acting director of the National Intelligence, Joseph McGuire, told him it's the first such whistleblower case involving a president. That brought up the question of executive privilege, and he wanted to get that settled with the inspector general and the FBI before deciding to send it on to Congress. They didn't like that, said it wasn't fast enough, but, you know, be that as it may, has nothing to do with the president himself. He didn't tell him to do that.
Well done.
It's interesting. I think what it is the Democrats want to make it such that efforts to investigate the Democrats' Russia collusion hoax will look like election politics, thereby hamstringing the investigation. That's what's really behind this, because what the president asked Zelensky for was information for his ongoing investigation that William Barr is heading up here, and for information into the corruption that was evident in the shutting down of the investigation.
It was interesting to hear the Democrat Congressman Al Green on MSNBC, and he was asked, "Are you concerned that impeachment talk may actually help the president's re-election?" And Al Green said, "I'm concerned that if we don't impeach the president, he will be re-elected." I think we know what the motives are. We know what the motives are here.
Yeah, tells you everything you need to know.
Everything you need to know. Just before you go, the Research Institute on Kindness.
Well, this is UCLA, Southern California. They say in the midst of current world politics, violence, and strife, the Kindness Institute seeks to be an antidote. They want to study how it is that when some people are open to contagious kindness, when they see someone being kind to someone, it promotes it in them.
Absolutely.
They want to know how that works.
Absolutely.
Of course it works.
Of course it works. You and I are kind to one another all the time. All right, Harley, have a good weekend.